Praise be Jesus and Mary. And I have given them the glory you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one, I and them and you and me, that they may be brought to perfection as one. In today's gospel passage from John chapter 17, Jesus concludes his priestly prayer to the Father, praying for the gift of unity among his disciples. And this unity would be accomplished by various means, but especially by the gift of the Holy Spirit, the very life and soul, the principle of unity, for the mystical body of Christ, the Church. We are now on the seventh day of the novena in preparation for Pentecost Sunday. We might ask ourselves, are we preparing well, for this solemn feast day, the birthday of the Church? Is our preparation anything like that of the first disciples gathered around Our Lady in the upper room, all united in intense prayer? How important, this novena is. But we take it for granted, usually, at least some of us do. St. Alphonsus makes this comment on this novena. The novena to the Holy Spirit is the chief of all novenas because it was the first that was ever celebrated and by the Holy Mother of God with the apostles in the supper room. It was rewarded by many wonders and gifts, principally the descent of the Holy Spirit, a gift merited for us by the passion of Jesus Christ himself. During this novena, we are to unite ourselves in spirit, to Our Lady and those first disciples in the upper room, and pray earnestly, for a new outpouring of the Holy Spirit upon us and the whole Church, so desperately needed, in today's world. This action of the Holy Spirit on the part of the Church, or towards the Church, namely the sanctification of all the faithful. That is the Holy Spirit's chief mission, as it were, and that's something that greatly needs to be done, our sanctification. We may not be able to dedicate as much time, during these days of preparation for Pentecost, and praying the novena. We may not be able to dedicate as much time to intense prayer as those first disciples did, in the cenacle. But we should at least pray as generously and as intensely, as we can. And the good thing is that we need not wait until the end of the Easter season every year in order to make this novena, but rather we can, do so at practically any time of the year, maybe even every day. Some people make of it a perpetual novena. It's kind of a misnomer, perpetual novena, but some people do that. You'll pray every day, to the Holy Spirit, for his gifts. St. John Vianney offers this wise counsel. Without the Holy Spirit, all is cold. Therefore, when we feel we are losing our fervor, we must instantly start a novena to the Holy Spirit to ask for faith and love. One beautiful prayer to the Holy Spirit that we might use is the well-known prayer composed by Cardinal Mercier. It's a short, simple, yet powerful prayer, especially if we take up the Cardinal's advice and when we pray it to spend a few minutes, more or less, maybe each day, in silence, repeating this prayer. O Holy Spirit, life of my soul, I adore you. Enlighten me, guide me, strengthen me, console me, teach me what I must do, command me. I promise you that I will submit to all that you desire from me and accept all that you permit to happen to me. Only make me know your will. Amen. Praise be Jesus and Mary. Now and forever.